Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rita. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Debbie Hall.
You said Debbie?
Yes.
And
I've been talking. Go ahead. What else do you need? Zip code is 75771. Address is 18936 County Road 442, Lindale, Texas. And I've talked to Jasmine now twice regarding a charge on my account that I think is duping people. And I've got, she said I had to get my bank on the phone. Now I have them on the phone, but I'm not quite sure how to give them back. But just a minute. Let me see.
Yes, I see an order was in on April 21st for $59.89 or the meal plan app shows that
they advise you. But see, that's not what I ordered. And I went back through that survey. There is nothing in your fine print until after you submit that order, until after you've added your address, your credit card number, and it's supposed to be $5, and it doesn't.
Well, ma'am, we won't be able to assist you until your financial institution is on the line.
Well, I'm trying to get her on the line, and everybody keeps hanging up. So, I mean, that's, to me, an excuse. Hang on a second. I don't know where she went. I'm not used to doing three-party phone calls.
Your bank will do that for you.
So give her your phone number. Is there
Correct.
A direct number that we don't have to go through?
You will have to go through everything.
What's a phone number that she can dial and get directly to you? So we can
give her the number
it.
That you're calling in.
So who is over you? And what company do you work for?
I'm one of the supervisors over the floor, ma'am.
Okay, but who do you work for? What is the name of your company?
I'm not going to provide you with the name of our call center. I'm sorry.
You can't even tell me the name of your company and you expect me to pay $59?
The name of the company, the name of the call center is not the name of the one that is billing you, ma'am.
I know, but you're the one who is not being helpful.
Okay. I am advising you to call back with your bank on the line. Your bank, I'm advising you to tell your bank to give us a call. They will have to do it. They will have to give you, like, you'll call your bank and tell your bank to give us a call.
Okay. So I'm going to do your job for you. This is the most asinine company I have ever, ever dealt with. And I think I'm going to report your surveys and everything else to the fraud department, to a real fraud department. All you are is a glorified do-nothing person. And I'm through with you.
Please advise your bank to give us a call. At the moment, I'll be moving on to my next call. Thank you for calling customer care, ma'am. I hope you have a wonderful day.
I can't get you on the phone because nobody hangs on, so I can get the person on the phone.
I've been on the phone with you for almost 4 minutes,
know,
ma'am,
but,
and you haven't been able to get your bank on the line.
Because we probably got disconnected because I had to go through the whole front line and hold for 15 minutes and then go through the same, giving you the same address that I had
tell
to give
your
somebody
bank,
else.
Tell your
oh
bank
God.
To give us a call oh with you on the line. They will do the conference call for you. At the moment, I'll be moving on to my next call. Thank you for calling customer care.